You're catching up with Rude Dits and Laws for breakfast. Thanks to Sterling Homes. Make the move and visit sterlinghomes.com.au today. Test drive the all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X at Peter Kittle Toyota.
Get all the news you need.
104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Rude Dits and Laws.
Overnight news.
There's so much weird and sad and news around overnight. It's hard to believe. The Baltimore Bridge in America somewhere was fallen down. A ship has lost its power and driven straight into it. It's 366 metres long in the middle of the night, and it's just fallen like a, you know,
it's like gone down like a deck of cards. Bloody,
like Jenga.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
And it happened at 3 a.m, so 6 people have died. But if it happened in the middle of the day,
I don't know how many thousands of people would have died.
They felt it's 56 metres above the water where the cars were. So it's unbelievable. I would have thought this is going to be a huge issue for transport and how they live over there.
Oh,
I've got
massive.
No idea.
Yep.
It seemed like it was on purpose, but apparently the ship lost power. But
he sent out a mayday call and managed to save a bunch of lives by doing it. But yeah, that is so scary.
Yeah.
Very, very scary.
And then you had the Port Lincoln boat tragedy over there with people from Adelaide that have gone over. 3 people have passed away there. The shocking family issue by a freak wave, which are known to happen over that part of the state. I've had a mate who's been flipped his boat with one of them, and it's just a tragedy, and 2 of the survivors swam to a reef and clung onto it for 10 hours. That must have been a very, very tough 10 hours. And then you've got, now what's his name? P. Diddy?
Yeah.
American rapper?
Yep.
His mansion's all raided in America.
Yeah.
Accusing him of sex trafficking.
Yeah. There have been a lot of accusations about him over the years, and it's starting to finally bubble up to the surface.
I'll tell you what, there's money in rapping. Have you seen the joint?
Oh.
Well, he's a billionaire. Yeah.
Is that a hot take? There's
bloody
money in rapping.
Hell.
Yep. I actually think that might be true, Dits. They do make a lot of money.
Hell.
Did he fly out of America or try to fly out too?
We don't know whether he's...
You don't know if it's fake news or what.
He might have left the country. We've seen it at an airport. We don't know whether he was actually allowed to board the plane or not.
Mm.
But yeah. Private jets still have to go through all customs and all of that stuff.
And then the other sad thing that happened, Mick Fanning, who we all know is an unbelievable surfer, he has lost his 3rd brother in his lifetime.
Are you kidding me?
He lost a brother called Peter who died in his sleep at 43. He lost a brother called Sean in a car accident. Now he's lost a brother called Edward yesterday. So Mick Fanning, what a tough thing to deal with, losing three of them.
Mm. And he nearly died in that shark attack.
Yeah, well, he fought off a shark.
Wow.
Parents
whacked
must
it on
be
the nose, yeah.
Not going
that
too well.
No,
awful.
For sure.
Anyway, moving something, on to some cheery stuff.
Well, something affecting my family in a big way. My brother's in the UK at the moment. There's talk, Roo, that pubs in the UK will close at 8 p.m.
Pardon?
How ridiculous. So anyone listening, there's so many people traveling backpackers.
Why is that? The old 6 o'clock swill.
Well, you know, you've talked about this a lot here. It's happening in Britain. It's even worse. But power bills, energy pricing over there, and also wages. And all of the publicans, a lot of them are coming out saying, well, to, you know, help
quell
this. Is this
a weeknight thing?
Yeah, it's going to close at 8 p.m.
Mm.
So get in and have your beer and, yeah.
Weeknights, I kind of understand. Weekends, surely not.
Well, that's where you make your money, hopefully.
Storming into the early hours.
Mm.
Oh, that's no good.
What's going on with Halle Berry?
Halle Berry, we all know Halle Berry, American
beautiful
actress.
Beautiful actor.
Beautiful. Yeah.
She is. My brother's number one love. We had posters of her everywhere.
Well, she went to the doctor. She had a bit of pain, and the doctor said to her, "You've got the worst case of herpes I've ever seen."
Oh,
she's just got a new bloke and happy as hell,
it's
and
not
she
what
reckons, you know, he's the love of her life.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a misdiagnosis.
No!
You can't get that wrong.
You can't get that wrong.
At 54.
The worst case he's ever seen, too. Not just a bad, not his herpes.
He needs to go back to medical school.
What the hell?
That's a real
crack.
He's
gone from it's the worst case I've ever seen to actually you haven't got it.
Yeah, so now she's out spreading the,
virus.
Spreading what? No, not the virus.
her legs?
HPV.
The problem she actually has really got, she's trying to help people with that.
Oh,
anyway.
What does she actually have?
Oh, something I couldn't pronounce.
Oh, no.
It's not an STD, that's for sure.
Something with a big
just
word.
Women's business.
Yeah. Ruditz and Loz here on Triple M. Hey, read an interesting story this morning for me. It's interesting. Page 11 of the Advertiser. It's about Crime Stoppers. Now, I would have thought in this town, you know, you see something bad or suspicious, you're in Crime Stoppers.
I reckon Nigel Smart's the CEO of that.
Is he?
Is he?
Right. Okay, well, SAPOL at the moment have just distanced themselves slightly from Crime Stoppers because it turns out that their parent company also owns porn websites.
What?
So it turns out, I'm just reading this, it's a Canadian private equity company.
It's not April Fool's Day, is
no,
it?
No. Well, maybe is it? It is. Maybe it
no,
is.
It's
I've
not.
Fallen for this. An international porn hub called ALO and another one called Brazzers.
Wow.
Comes at Crime Stoppers.
Right.
So for the moment, yeah, SAPOL is sort of saying, just go and get your
Has
house.
Has it changed the way they operate?
Well, that's a good question. Look, I've actually noticed something in my area overnight. I want to give them a call. I want to find out.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's call them up. So the number 1-800-333-000. Let's see how we go.
Hello, Crime Stoppers. Do you need to report a robbery? Have you seen any hot, desperate crims in your area?
Well, I have seen some suspicious activity. Yeah, someone in my street been breaking into cars.
Ooh, what were they wearing?
Excuse me?
What were they wearing?
Well, I think he was wearing a balaclava.
Ooh, sounds kinky. He sounds like a bad boy and he needs to be punished. I'll send someone over with the fluffy handcuffs right away.
Is this Crime Stoppers?
Sure is, baby. We stop hard criminals. Hard criminals in their tracks.
Oh, there you go. All right, thank you. Well, there you go, Ruth.
Gee, that sounds like it's problem solved. Creepers.
Story's true.
What is this? What have we become?
Okay. That was very unusual.
Not meant to get that excited, Loz.
God, love it.
There's a long list of people who want to punch Cane Corns.
Tex, do you think there's any way you could reconcile your differences with Cane Corns? Catch up and just have a coffee, sort your differences out.
Coffee inside a boxing ring or something like that.
Tex Walker has to play footy. He can't box, but this man is ready to jump in the ring. Please welcome, coming to town for the Gathering Fight Night and taking on Cane Corns, it's Nathan Brown.
You know, this crowd, it'd be similar to when the Christians were fed to the lions. That's how one-sided. It'll be like Australia playing India in Bombay in a T20 game. That's how fierce and ferocious this crowd will be on Nathan Brown's side, I think.
I think
Brownie,
maybe.
Welcome to Triple M.
Oh, thanks very much. I'm looking forward to this. I've been let know by a lot of ex-players and anybody around the community that I've got a big job to do. I ran into an old lady. She was about 80 years of age at Coles the other day. And she goes, "Now, Nathan," she goes, "you've got a big job to do." She goes, "I don't like that Cane Corns. I need you to get him."
Well, Jordan DeGoey doesn't get involved in any media. And didn't he stop you and say, "Mate, you got the weight of the world on your shoulders"?
He did. And he's got those big white teeth and he sort of laughed at himself and he goes, and I'll tell you what, Brownie, if you don't get the job done, there's a big embarrassment coming your way. The whole open community expect you to get the job done. And if you don't, you're going to be the laughing stock.
When you signed up for this, did you realise the pressure you were going to be under?
No, they'd come to me a couple of times for the fight and they'd thrown up a few options and I was like, well, I'm not really sure I want to do it. And then they said, Corns, I was, yep, sign me up. Where do I sign for that? But as it's gone on, I've started to realise how much people want to see me win. So normally when I've come to Adelaide and I've played over at Football Park, you know, they hurl abuse at you, they spit on you, they throw cigarettes at you. But I'm coming back almost like the hometown hero.
Oh, very much.
Hopefully I've got the crowd on my side.
His own family have contacted us as well.
I mean, if you're not quite super confident, Brandon, getting the job done, maybe you might have to offer him a bit of cash to lay down or something.
No, I reckon I'll be okay. The sparring's been going good. I've been sparring against Kane Pettifer, who's fighting Mitch Robinson. And Pets has actually had 4 professional fights and won them all. So he's pretty good. He's got me covered, but I reckon he's not going to be... He's going to be a lot better than Cane Corns. So, had a good grounding. I'm probably sick of getting hit in the head, though. We've had the headgear on. We don't have the headgear on for the fight. But this is just a one-off for me, and I'm pretty confident I'll be able to get the job done.
Now, we can drop a rumour here, probably a little bit later on this morning, that we've actually got the soles of his shoes sponsored, Cane Corns, just in case.
which means you've got to knock him on his backside.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a bounty, to see the bottom of his shoes.
Yeah. That's right.
That's how much everyone wants to see
and the sponsor
happen.
wants coverage, I can tell you. He wants them seen.
Yeah, I'm happy to help out there.
On a serious note, boxing is hard work, isn't it? Speaking personally, I've never fought, but I have been in the gym hitting bags. It's bloody hard work. How's the training going?
Like, it's extraordinarily hard. Like, I started this at about 89 kilos. I'm down to 82 and a half, so
wow.
I've dropped a fair bit. But then you add the fact that people are trying to hit you in the head. And
yeah.
I found the hardest part has been the footwork, getting the footwork right. And my trainer has been doing a lot of air bike with me. So air bike for maybe 2 minutes, and he goes, I want you to get off straight away, and then we're going to box for a minute, and your legs are gone. He goes, I'm just trying to replicate what's going to happen in the ring. So normally boxers, they lose their legs and they lose their feet so quickly, and he goes, I just want to prepare you for that.
All right, Brandy. Well, you have got the weight of the world on your shoulders. We're all behind you. Hopefully it all goes well. There's another heap of fights on the night. Dane Swan v. Dale Thomas, their mates. Mitch Robertson v. Kane Pettifer, who you've been sparring with. Anthony Rocker v. Corey McKernan.
Heavyweights.
The event is on Stan pay-per-view exclusive. But if you want tickets to the Gather Round Boxing event, they are on sale right now at SLB Fight Night. That's SLB Fight Night. General admission tickets are just $59. We're giving away a double right now. Give us a buzz on 133353. Good luck, Brownie.
Thanks very much, guys.
Good luck.
Hopefully I can salute for you and don't let the people of Adelaide down.
That's right.
Good on you.
There is Nathan Brown.
The celebs went into the jungle, so they're in. Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle, one of my favourite shows growing up.
Mm-hmm.
He was the middle one. He was Malcolm. He's come on and said he's never eaten something, right? And there are these stories. You hear them around. People have sort of avoided eating certain things.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe this.
Right.
He says he's never eaten a tomato.
Oh, come on. You must have.
Well, tomato, full stop.
Like, he's just never eaten a tomato. Well, surely. He's probably eaten things with tomato in them, but he's never had a piece of tomato. Slice or yeah.
I wonder why.
How do you avoid that?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
They are. Yeah.
I eat them every day.
And they're too good.
They're so good. Zoe, one of our sales reps, came in the other day with some of her cherry tomatoes. Me and Rue just sat here and ate the whole bag.
Yeah. No, a good real red ripe tomato home is magnificent.
Homegrown tomatoes are one of life's real pleasures.
I used to eat them. I take them to school, eat them like an apple. You bite in and then you suck all the juice out.
That's weird.
I know it is. It is actually weird.
Slice them up on toast, pepper on. Magnificent.
Whack a bit of avo on it.
Basil.
Bit of parmesan cheese dits on top.
How could he not have experienced that?
So when everyone else is eating like snake testicles and you know all that stuff, Frankie's going to be given a tomato. It's a challenge.
The killer tomato.
He might have done that
on purpose
because of what you just said.
Oh my God, he's a genius.
He's tricked him. Yeah.
We're playing checkers. He's playing chess.
Snake on, so
I hate Scotch fillet.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I hate millions of dollars in caviar and champagne. It's disgusting.
He's bluffed him.
Well, there's nothing. I don't know. I can't think of anything I haven't eaten. Like, that's normal.
Yeah.
I just love food too much.
I've never, ever, ever in my entire life eaten salami.
Yeah, you have not. Yeah.
I can't eat any of those Italian type meats. I just can't. The smell, I can't even, because I can't even get it near the smell of it. No, I'm serious. I can
something
gag
wrong
on
with
it.
You.
Yeah.
I've never heard you say anything negative about any sort of food ever.
That, I can't eat that.
Loz, I've been at the dits with that many times. Oh, the food was brilliant. Yeah, oh, the food's brilliant.
Yeah. The food's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I do great food there. No, brilliant food.
When I make toasties to bring in on Fridays, I purposely don't put salami in them because I know you can't eat it.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah. When you were away that day or when you're on a diet,
I
whack salami in those bad boys.
I've seen you.
I would happily never eat a capsicum again in my life, but
really?
I have
a
eaten
cap.
One.
We have raw cap for the kids every night, nearly, on their plate with carrots and cucumber
too
and
perfumed,
broccoli.
Acrid
and
bitter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You don't like red cap?
Don't like it. Don't like it cooked, don't like it raw.
What about stuffed cap?
No, even worse.
Come on, Loz, that's not you.
I know.
You
I
love
know.
The exotic.
I love everything. I'll eat anything. I've eaten all the weird stuff. Whenever I'm overseas, I try all the weird crap.
Yeah.
There's something about cap. Cap, it sounds familiar.
Well,
anyway.
You say in Europe, have you eaten snails?
Yep.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've tried that. Frog's legs.
Frog's legs. All did that. All that stuff.
But they hide it with a ton of garlic and stuff, don't they?
Mate, I've eaten Vietnamese street meat that, was still winking at me.
Let's go to Allenby Gardens. Angela, what have you sort of never eaten that's half normal?
Hi, everyone. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Great.
I don't eat cheese.
Angela.
What?
What do you mean?
I'm Italian.
What?
I don't eat cheese. Oh, I hate the smell. God. I hate like parmesan just smells like beets. I don't know how to cut it. I don't know how to buy it.
Yeah. You've never had
sliced
melted cheese?
Cheese
on anything?
No cheese.
Oh, you've missed
not
out.
Not cooked, big not time. Raw.
You're going to be hard to beat, Angela.
Oh, I will say this. The smell is not enticing, and I do find it strange that our ancestors even decided to try it because it would have been like, looked like off
What about blue
milk.
Vein cheese?
No, it's
love
not
it. Blue. Love blue.
Yuck.
I mean, the bluer the better. It's really? Twisted. It's quite. It's almost a little bit sick, isn't it? Yeah, enjoying it is something sick. Like that.
I've never understood it. It's mold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Let's go to Woodville West. G'day, Brett. What have you never eaten? It's a bit normal.
Morning, guys. Yeah, tomatoes. So I'll eat tomato sauce and tomato soup, but I will not touch tomatoes. And just talking about it is making me feel ill now.
Really?
You don't like the sort of feel of them popping in your mouth or the sort of juice or what?
Yeah, you give me cringes, Roo.
Oh. Wow.
There's actually a phobia, lycopersicophobia.
Right.
And it's a fear of tomatoes.
Right. Oh, Fred, I thought you're a bigger man than that.
Freddy
boy.
Who we got on the line here?
We've got someone called Roo. Hello, Roo.
Hey.
Is that your name?
Well, it's Arushi, but it's easier to go by Roo. That's what my nieces and nephews call me.
They call you Roo?
Yeah.
Oh, we need to catch up.
You're meet the Roo. Female Roo. That's incredible.
All right. What haven't you eaten?
Yogurt.
Yogurt?
You don't like yogurt?
Yogurt.
Absolutely hate it. I've never had it. I never will.
But right. You've never had it.
Wait, how can you hate yogurt? It's nice and soft.
It stinks.
And tasty.
Stinks.
What?
It's a bit tart. Like,
yeah, well, when milk goes off, it smells like that. How can you eat that? Yeah,
it tastes like strawberries and mango and banana.
I put it in
everything. My partner tried to trick me. He said it's like a strawberry smoothie. It stank. I knew it was yogurt.
He was
all
trying
right.
to get you.
Go on, you Roo.
Okay. Good on you, Roo.
Roo.
Love that.
Good to have Roo on the show.
Yeah, it's great.
Let's go to Craigmore. We've got Paul here. Paul, what have you never eaten?
I've been called un-Australian for this one because... I've never eaten Vegemite. Okay,
you're not a real man.
I am dead set serious. When I was growing up, the neighbour's dad across the road told me that I was about 6 years old, and he said it's all just chicken shit, and I just cannot handle the lid off the jar.
Yeah,
the lid off the jar I can smell from the other end of the house. Jeez. I just forget it. Don't even own Vegemite. Never bought it. No.
All it takes. Can I just say one thing? My brother once told me that tonic water tastes like earwax, and I physically can't drink it now because that's all I don't know what earwax tastes like, but I imagine that's what it is.
I didn't like Paul for a minute there because he was un-Australian. Him, but if his neighbour told him that, you can get scarred when you're a kid.
You get scarred. That's what I'm saying.
Pork pies.
It ruins everything.
Lauren, Port Elliot, what haven't you eaten?
It's not me. It's my dad.
Yeah.
He does not eat fruit. He's only recently just started trying fruit.
Really?
Oh, come on, Lauren.
Why doesn't he like fruit?
I don't know. He's just never really tried it. He tried mango for the first time last year.
What
try a banana first up.
He went straight to the top shelf, didn't he?
Don't go to bloody mango.
He loves it now.
What sort of background has he got? Is he a farmer or is he in a remote area or something?
He's a turf farmer.
Okay. All right.
Grows grass but won't eat fruit.
He eats lawn though. That's a bit weird. But...
All right, Jason, Elizabeth East, what haven't you eaten, Jason?
Gold Coast. Despite it being massively popular amongst my age group, I've never had sushi.
You're missing out, Jace.
Yeah, I can understand why you might not eat sushi.
What is it? Do you not like the smell or the vibe or?
Or the cost.
Just raw fish and whatnot. Just miss me with that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fair.
I think we need to get all of these people into Triple M and force them to try these foods.
Torture.
Yeah, all right. Well, this was a group one field. I don't know.
Yeah. Who did you like, Roo? Dilemma.
Paul. I'm going with Paul from Craigmore.
He had the courage to come on and say that.
He's been scarred for life.
Yeah, he doesn't like Vegemite.
Yeah, he could have. Look, I'm going to give one to Paul, one to Angela.
Well done.
Angela never has had cheese. And gee, I love Parmesan.
I mean, how could you go without it?
Melted cheese on a toasted Sanger.
Yep.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Best breakfast show in Adelaide.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Lehman. I'm Anthony Lehman.
Oh, Lemo did a whirlwind tour of Adelaide, now getting ready for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Good morning.
That's right. Hello, team. Yeah, it just rolls festival to festival. But I am coming back for Gather Round, of course, with Titus O'Reilly.
Yes.
At the Rhino Room.
Look
forward
to that.
Cannot wait for that one. Now, look, I know, guys... Mm-hmm. that I'm not the best parent in the world, okay?
Oh, sure.
And Dits, you might have had issues over the years. Rue, you might have had issues over the years as a parent. But I think on the weekend, I've had one of the all-time great shockers.
Oh, what happened?
What have you done?
My son plays under eights basketball.
Yeah.
They made the grand final. All he could talk about all week was the grand final. He's so excited.
Yeah.
The grand final, the grand final. Dad, I can't wait for the grand final. The grand final is going to be amazing. And on Saturday morning, we get up nice and early. We get his gear on him. We pack up the car. We go to the game. We rock up to the venue. We're walking around looking for our team. And I'm thinking, bloody hell, we're the first ones here. And I'm checking another couple of courts. And then I say to my wife, are you sure it was here?
No.
We are at the wrong bloody venue.
No.
Right? It's 8:15 in the morning. The game starts at 8:30 and we're 25 minutes away.
No.
Mate, I'm in the car driving to the correct venue. My son's crying. I'm so upset.
Oh, no.
And I have not felt lower as a dad in my life.
Oh.
It's like, what have you done? I'm going, mate, it's going to be okay. We'll be a little bit late. It's fine. And then we rock up. He misses the first, they have 20-minute halves, right? So he misses the first 10 minutes. We get there. And anyway, he gets on the court and they play. Set full time. It was an exciting game. At full time, it was 17 each.
Oh.
In the other end. So they've got to go to extra time.
Thriller.
In extra time, yes. In extra time, it's 20-19. We're down by a point. There's 3 seconds left. We have a throw in from the sidelines. They throw the ball into our best player. He grabs it, throws up a shot. The buzzer goes as the ball drifts over the net. And misses.
No!
I've lost.
And we lose by a point.
No!
We lose by 1 point. And the kids, all of them, just start crying. They're so upset that they lost. Anyway, because loads of games happen on these courts, they're like, right, everyone, you got to move on. We've got another game coming. Team photo, guys. Team photo. So I line them all up. Now, I've given you guys a copy of the photo. Open it up.
Which one's yours?
Mine's the one on the far right, but just do a close-up on all of their faces.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's tears.
Oh,
Limo.
Could be scarred for life, these kids. There could be a class action, in fact, against you.
Your fella is the only one looking down at his medal, and the look on his face is, what is this piece of shit? Second.
You know what he's thinking about?
What is
my
this?
My parents don't even care about
me.
He's thinking, if I'd just been there in the first quarter, I might have been able to get that point.
That's the
early
look on his face.
Match.
If mum had read the email
properly. And can I just say, the other thing that I'm noticing here, two things. Number 23, secondly, on his chest it says Collingwood. What's your team called?
the Collingwood All-Stars.
What?
Oh, well, there's your first problem. Gee. I mean, come on.
The Collingwobbles, you got them again.
The kids have got a premiership hangover, these kids.
I'm not kidding.
I didn't think about that, Ditch. You're right. Collingwood losing a grand final. Bloody hell. Not that unusual.
Number 52 looks like he's just lost 200 grand on the horses and he has to go tell his wife.
Number 52 got fouled out of the game with about 5 minutes left and he was not happy about that.
He was on the edge.
Wow, what a life lesson.
They were shattered and we're on the drive home and my son was still upset and he goes, Dad, I was talking about how close it was, but you know, you've got to come back, just try harder next time, blah. He goes, Dad, would we have won if I was on time?
Oh,
good question, son.
Oh. It's a good question. And I said, well, actually, mate, when we arrived, we were 8-0 up. So
I should have stayed away longer.
So, no.
You actually lost it for him.
You shouldn't have showed up at all.
If we'd stayed away for another 10 minutes, we might have bloody won.
Sounds like he's better at comedy than basketball.
I think he might be. Anyway, it's on to footy season now. Let's see what happens there.
Yeah, don't dwell on it for too long. He's forgotten about it already, has he?
He couldn't give a stuff. He was playing video games half an hour later.
Yeah.
It was fine.
So he won't win Father of the Year this year.
No, I'll make sure I drop him off at the right venue for footy games in future.
Yeah. Oh, good work, Limo.
That would have helped.
Thanks,
Get
Limo.
On you, Limo.
All right, thanks, team.
Test drive the all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X at Peter Kittle Toyota.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Lies.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke. Which Rosciutto kid's telling jokes today? Is it Joe, Nick, Tom, Sophie, Rosie or Rocco? Spin the Rosciutto kid wheel.
Right, let's go to the Rosciutto household. Hello, who's there?
Tom.
Tommy!
Are you on your own today, Tom?
Yeah.
Where's Rocco?
He doesn't want to do it again.
Oh, come on, Rocco.
Come on, Rock.
That's fair enough.
God, yeah. You're going to get heaps of eggs this weekend, aren't you, Tom, for being a good boy?
Yeah.
How many do you reckon you can eat?
Nearly 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You had a few of my chocolate almonds last night.
Oh, did you sneak them in?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
now,
I guess what, Tommy? 8 days till our birthday. Just keeping an eye on the calendar, crossing the days off.
Same day. Thursday.
That's right.
Hey, yeah, what do you want for your birthday, Tom?
I want
the Crows to win over Melbourne.
Yep.
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
And what else?
Some shorts.
Yeah. Some shorts.
Righto. Footy shorts.
We're going in the winter.
Yeah.
Footy shorts.
All right. Hey, last week your pet crickets, how are they going?
They jumped out.
They jumped out.
No, they didn't jump out. Nick just chucked them out.
He chucked them out.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, and what about your new pet? How's the mouse going?
Oh, he's dead.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
What are you going to get now? What's your next pet, do you think?
Probably a bearded dragon.
Yeah.
A bearded dragon.
Go for a bearded dragon.
Hey, where was the mouse last seen, Tom? Do you know?
Magpie picked it up.
Oh no. You're kidding.
Did he fly away with it in his mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, those maggies, they'll come for anything.
Well, that's a bit sad.
Sophie caught it on camera.
Oh, really?
Did she?
Oh, send us that. We'd like to see that. Yeah. Please. All right.
Good stuff. All right, you got any jokes for us today, Tommy?
Yep.
All right. What have you got? Hit them up.
Did you hear about the bossy man at the bar?
Did you hear about the bossy man at the bar? No.
What happened?
He ordered everyone around.
Around a drink.
Good one. Kind of bossy, I like.
All right. What else have you got for us?
Why was the Easter Bunny sad?
Why?
He was having a bad hair day.
Oh, yeah. That'll get me too.
Yeah, right. Good one, Tommy.
Good on you, Tom. Have a good day at school.
It's time for Joe's Joke.
All right, let's head down to Jono. How are you, Jono?
Good.
What school do you go to?
King's.
Where's King's?
Where's King's?
It's out near Golden Grove, isn't it?
Whereabouts is it?
Winvale, I think.
Mm-hmm. Winvale.
All right, how old are you, Jono?
9.
Okay, you in grade 4?
No, I'm in grade 3.
Grade three, okay.
Is your real name John?
No, my name is Jonathan, but I like to be called Jono.
That's fair.
Jonathan's a bit serious. When you're in trouble, you'd be called
Jonathan.
All right,
Now,
Jono, what's your joke for us today?
How many tickles does it take to tickle an octopus?
How many?
10 tickles.
Yes,
of course.
Good on you, Jono. Well done.
Can we put Jono back on there for a minute? Jono, if I have to spell Jonathan, I get it wrong. Can you spell it out for me?
I don't know how to.
Is that why you like Jono?
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Rue asks lots of hard questions. Tyler. Hello, Tyler. Good morning.
Good morning.
How old are you, Tyler?
I am 11, turning 12 this year.
Ooh.
11 Righto. Going on 35.
Right, and what school do you go to?
Birdwood Primary.
Like Birdwood's a good school, Tyler. I've known a few people that have gone to that one.
I'm about to get fired.
Wow.
Do you live out in a bit of land out there, Tyler?
Pardon?
Do you live on a bit of land? You got a bit of, you know, property? Or are you just in a normal house?
Just in a normal house.
Oh, that's better. Nice, then you don't have to bloody you clean don't have up. To
work All right, what's your joke for us today, Tyler?
Why do cows have bells?
Why do cows have bells? I don't know why.
Because their horns don't work.
That's good. Well, that's a thinker, too.
He's very smart.
Yeah, he's a
I feel like I was in a board meeting there.
I thought so as well. Yeah, next on the agenda with Tyler.
Target demographics and all that.
Ruth.
Well, they both get family passes to AFL Max, which is a great place to have a party, learn, train and play. It's all indoors. Book at aflmax.com.au.
I think Tyler will own AFL Max.
I think he'll be my boss in 9 years. Yeah. Yeah.
So don't take the mickey out of him.
Oh, no.
No, you did.
Get in the good books.
I love you. I love you, Tyler.
I'll be on bloody SC Southern Cross Austereo.
Let's go, people. The clock is ticking.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
I think we got time for a little quickie.
Triple M's quickie. One topic, three answers in 5 seconds.
It's time for a quickie with the Roo.
Well, yeah. $400.
Yeah, ooh. We'll make time for that sort of quickie. Let's go to Gulfview Heights. G'day, Corey.
How you going, Roo?
You got much planned for the weekend?
Just heading up to the river for the weekend.
Where nice. Do you go?
Just Morgan with some mates.
And where will you be camping? Have you got a shack? You got a caravan or just a tent or what?
It's my mate's block and I reckon we're going to swag it.
Well, the weather looks good.
Perfect.
Yeah, it should be good.
Are you fishing or skiing or drinking?
Skiing,
or?
I reckon.
You are?
Oh, a little bit of drinking, but mainly skiing.
Skiing, all right. What, wakeboard?
A bit of everything.
Well, get your order right. Wakeboard first and bit of liquid later on in the day. All right, Corey?
Yeah, that sounds like the plan.
All right, $400 will buy you a bit of petrol, a few steaks for the barbie. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Name three famous, and I mean famous, Williams.
Prince William. William Wright.
Bad luck, Corey. You got two, I think, maybe or one. Let's hear how we went with Dits and Loz. Name three famous Williams.
Shakespeare, William the Conqueror, and
Loz.
Prince William, William Hurt, and Will Goodings.
Hang on, his name's Will.
Will, he's short for William.
You sure?
He's not famous.
Well, okay, well, that I agree with. But
well, like,
what do you think his name's just Will?
Goodwill Hunting. His name's Will. Famous. Yeah, but that's William.
His name's William in the movie, but it's a play on Goodwill, you know?
Can we ring 5AA? I don't know his name.
No, stop fighting you two.
I'm Googling him, Will Goodings. No results.
All right. Oh, please.
Completely unwarranted drive-by. That was so unnecessary. I'm
love
sorry.
You, Eve.
I don't know why I did that.
Dits, I thought you would have said Choco, Foss and Stephen Williams.
Oh, true.
No. Should have had that in the bar.
Anyway, it's $500 tomorrow, our last day before the Easter weekend. Hopefully we can give away $500 tomorrow at this time.
We are on the hunt for this missing wedding dress.
Yep.
McGain Real Estate have put up a $2,000 reward.
Yeah, and the couple themselves have put up $500. So $2,500 in cash for a dress worth $2,000. It's on the side of the road somewhere between Burton and Burnside Village. Tom the truckie's out there with his van having a look for us and drumming up some people to have a look. Tom, what have you found out there, mate?
Oh, I haven't found the dress yet. I've been keeping an eye out, though.
What else have you found?
Nice box of rubbish. I jumped out the truck and figured I might have scored a little extra pocket money myself.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, just someone's junk by the side of the road. I wasn't the only one out there. I saw a few other people out on the side of the road.
Good. Having a look at that.
Okay. That's
hunting.
Good.
You're getting some toots and stuff? Getting a bit of attention out there?
A lot more than yesterday, that's for sure. So
fantastic.
You guys must have been talking about it a fair bit.
All right, so look out for Tom the truck, toot your
horn. It's a massive truck. It's just got a big, it's pretty cool truck.
Yeah, it's big. With an LED signage on the side, win $2,000 out there. So anywhere from Burton to Burnside Village, all along Port Wakefield Road.
Yep.
I wonder if he actually made it in closer to the city or in the eastern suburbs.
We need to do a trial. I need to get into the Vitara and put a box on the roof and see how far I can get with
it. Good idea.
And,
You said that yesterday. So when are you going to
do it? I was very busy yesterday.
It says a lot of things.
Hamish. How dare you turn on me?
Anyway, thanks to McGain Real Estate.
Hamish, support your partner.
Us millennials, we've got to stick together.
Yeah, the boomers are waiting.
You've been boomered.
Oh, boy.
The boomers will find this box, you know that.
They will, they'll find it. We'll get distracted.
Just put it straight
into
super fun.
All right,
we'll film it and put it on TikTok.
We've got some other cash to give away. $1,000 for the rumour this month. We've only got one more day to go.
Loz has got a goodie.
Have a good one.
All right, coming up next, Loz's rumour.
Stuff, the rumour mill. Thanks to Automasters, AutoCam, real-time video reporting. Direct from your Automasters technician, it's Rude, it's and Loz.
Have you heard?
Your Rubophile's been on the money a few times.
Oh, yeah. Premier says.
Every morning at 7:40 a.m, hear what's happening in Adelaide first. The Rumour Mill.
All right, I've got one. I know. It doesn't happen very often.
This is a rumour in itself. Oh, no. You've got a rumour.
I know. Rumour has it. Lozzie has a rumour.
Is it any good?
I think it is actually very good.
Good.
I'm gonna keep it a little close to my chest because I don't want to ruin it for the people doing it.
Are you going to tease us?
No.
So it's just going to be a slightly plum tickly.
All right.
But I can give you all the information I can give you. Okay, so the Gather Round Spectacular is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Footy show, come and do
Channel 9. A big Channel 9 footy
big
show.
Big Channel 9 footy show. Eddie's coming. They're all coming. They're going to be doing a live
Tuesday night
thing.
Entertainment Centre.
It's going to be fantastic. Delta Goodrum is the act that's going to be singing and something. There will be another musical act.
Oh.
Hasn't been announced.
Right.
And this person.
What, Jimmy Burns or?
No. It's someone you would never guess.
A musician?
They are a musician, but that's not what they're known for.
What do you mean?
They're known for something else.
Like what?
Acting?
No. Nah.
Politics?
No. Nah.
Scott Morrison?
No. No.
No.
I'll give you another. They're from South Australia.
Okay.
So a South Australian musical act,
mm-hmm.
but they're not a musical act.
Yep, that's right. And they're going to be
sing
performing
before Delta Goodrum.
Yep.
Well, give us a bit more.
I can't.
Come on, what do they do? What field?
They may or may not play a sport.
Sports.
All right, yeah. so we're talking a footballer then.
Well, we don't know football. Could be anything.
Could be cricket.
Could be cricket.
Why would you have a cricketer at the footy show?
Could be tennis.
Well, could be very good.
Well, Delta's not a footy
Brett
player.
Lee.
No, but she's a singer. We know why she's there. You're telling us there's someone else.
Don't pick this apart.
So a footballer is going to be singing
maybe
as well.
Maybe a footballer.
Oh, the Motlop kid.
Oh, yeah.
He sung on our show. He was good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything.
Higher profile than that?
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. Current.
Maybe.
Oh, current player.
Stop asking
Aaliyah Aaliyah and Josh Rochelle are doing a DJ set at Jet Show on Sunday night after the...
But that's not singing, though, is it?
No, it's not them.
Okay. Nah, Are we getting warm?
I can't say anymore. I'm honestly... I
Ken
don't...
Hinckley.
Can you imagine for a pair of leather pants?
Ken and Nixie.
Yeah.
If we say someone like that, though, are we getting warm?
Ish.
I've heard Tex sing.
Yeah, it won't be him.
No Jack Revo.
They want people to watch the show.
Yeah, that's right.
So, stop guessing names because I can't say it.
The Tuesday night show, they're going to do it.
Yes. National television.
If I guessed it, if I wrote it on a bit of paper, would you at least say yes? Would you acknowledge that I might have
I'll
got
tell
it right?
You what
it's not Jars doing these Rolling Stones.
No. Again, they want viewers. So, no, I can't say anymore, but it'll be really good.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go. If you've got a rumour, 0488-51047, get them in. If you want to hear what's happening in Adelaide 3 days before everyone else, tune in every day at 7:40. It's Rude, it's a Loss. Triple M.
It's your last chance for the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery. Get your tickets before March 27. Homelottery.com.au.
Triple M Breakfast with Blue Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Massive allegations have been made in federal parliament by MP Andrew Wilkie. He claims a former top doctor from the Demons used to organise secret drug tests to help players evade detection. And if they confessed to drug use during the week, a player returned a positive test. They were allegedly told to fake an injury to avoid detection on game day.
Yep, I can't wait to other sides of this story come out. It just seems... hard to believe.
Yeah.
Because all I know, the top people, the top doctors in any football club, whether it's Port Adelaide, the Crows, the AFL, Dr. Peter Harcourt, absolute brilliant A-grade humans.
Yeah, yeah, I'd agree.
There's
sure.
no way they are condoning, allowing any sort of
cover
fraudulent
up.
Recreational drug use to aid anyone or any person or the competition. It just could not happen.
All right, let's talk about the footy. Port Adelaide taking on Melbourne Saturday night. Assistant coach Chad Corns here saying that Jason Horne-Francis will miss another week.
He did some more tests this morning. Hasn't come up as well as we'd obviously hoped, which hamstrings can do. From what I heard this morning, it's the first time he's done a soft tissue injury, so he wasn't sure what that was last week. He just thought it was a bit of soreness after the game, but actually a little bit more there. I don't think it's serious, but with hamstrings, you don't want to rush them back too quickly, obviously.
All right, Todd Marshall to play game number 100 now over at the Crows. Brody Smith was on the rush hour last night. He's getting ready for his 250th game. He's had a fantastic career and it's not over yet. Getting ready to play Fremantle. Now, the midfield has come in for a bit of criticism over the last couple of days.
To be honest, I think vanilla's a good way to describe us last week. So, as I said, the midfield numbers are good, but it's just our ball use going forward at the moment that we know we need to fix.
I want a vanilla milkshake, Lozzie. Maybe put a few nuts on it, a little bit of chocolate or something to get it up to where they need to over at Optus.
The base of everything good.
Yeah. Just speaking in the microphone if you can.
Sorry.
That's all right, Loz.
What's happened at Brisbane, Roo?
This is very sad news for Tom Duday, former Crows player who has had two reconstructions already. Had the second one last year when he was with the Crows. He's gone to Brisbane on a 5-year deal. He's done his ACL in the final minutes of training yesterday up in Brisbane in an innocuous incident, they say. So he's out. He's out for another year. So three recons. I don't know if there's anyone playing in the AFL. I don't think there is with playing after three recons, other than Max Gawn.
Bad news.
Maybe he is.
Now, Wayne Carey won't be going to the footy for 4 weeks, will he?
No, Wayne Carey will not be because Peter Wright, the Essendon player, is out for 4 weeks. And Wayne said if whatever he gets, he's not going to watch.
Yeah, because he didn't like it, doesn't like it. He doesn't think he should
get
games.
Well, he thinks it's a footy action.
Yeah. Socceroos beat Lebanon 5-0 last night. Two of our boys, Cassini Yenge and Craig Goodwin, both scored.
That's our look at sport. All thanks to the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery. It's your last chance to get your tickets to win $3.6 million. Henley Beach Grand Prize. Get them before midnight tonight.
It is time for us to go, but we are still on the hunt for this wedding dress.
We really are, guys. It's somewhere between Burton and Burnside. It fell off the roof of Tom's car. His wife is to be has no dress. They're panicking. $2,500 up for grabs. The couple have put forward $500, and McGain Real Estate have generously said, we'll give $2,000 to the person who finds it. No questions asked. So keep your eyes peeled on the road. We've got a truck out there looking right now. Mm. Please, guys, get behind them.
Yeah, find it for the cash for your own benefit.
Yeah.
If that's all the least you're worried about, ring 1-333-533 throughout the day. We'll catch you tomorrow, everyone. Have a great day.